One of the other issues about the B20 study is that the tamoxifen was given at the same time as the chemotherapy.
Right.
Nowadays, we're kind of beyond that. Do you think that in any way contaminates the results?
It's a possibility, but what could have happened in that kind of concurrent therapy is that the chemotherapy effect was dampened by tamoxifen. So theoretically, the benefit in a intermediate group might have been dampened. That's why, again, that group of about 23% in that cohort population is still in question whether they get real benefit or not, and if their benefit might be bigger if they got, sequential regimen or AC, or if they got aromatase inhibitor, maybe they don't need chemotherapy. So there's a big question there.
What about that issue in terms of applicability now in the era of aromatase inhibitors in the postmenopausal patient?
So for low-risk patient, I think if aromatase inhibitor does anything, it will make them even better. So that's out of question. So for 50% of the patient, I think they'll do no matter whether you give tamoxifen or aromatase inhibitor without chemotherapy. Intermediate group, they get fairly big benefit from tamoxifen. Now, whether they will get even more benefit from AI probably is true, and whether they will need chemotherapy in that setting needs to be tested. And high-risk group, because of their very low level of ER, I really doubt that AI will add much, so they will definitely need chemotherapy. So it's always the question of intermediate group, those about 25%, we will have doubts about. That's why we actually have an intergroup designing a mega trial, so-called packed trial, of a patient sample size of about 5,000 to 6,000 patients in the intermediate group after testing with genomic HERS to randomize them into hormonal therapy versus plus chemotherapy.